You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Cheers.
That's possible.
Hey. Yeah, my mom's got it going on at a party. I'll tell you that much. She knows how to work her way around a room.
Now, did she say the Tom Jones underwear story is true?
I did not talk to her. We should actually call my mom and ask her about the Tom Jones underwear story. It is something that is family legend. But, you know, John, sometimes family legend turns out to be augmented a little bit.
Well, the best one of those is, I told you the one that Lisa found out recently, right?
No.
So Lisa's maiden name is Vignale. She's Italian.
Okay.
And for years and years, her father, who passed away 10 years ago, told her that she was Sicilian. And it's always given her kind of this tough guy vibe. You know,
she's
like
from the old country.
Don't
John.
Mess with me. I'm Sicilian. Blah,
yes.
Blah, blah. So last year we had a family reunion and we hosted it here in Manhattan Beach. And Lisa throws out, as she does every once in a while, throws that line out to one of the relatives. Hey, get out of my kitchen. I'm Sicilian. I'll come after you with that knife. And one of the relatives goes, Sicilian? Who told you that? She goes, my dad. She said, your dad's messing with you. Our family is a bunch of artists from Rome. And it crushed her.
So she lost all of her cred.
Right. Like, she was seriously, to this day, if you bring it up, she's like, I know, I can't believe it. She thought she was Tony Soprano, and
yeah.
Said she's some girl in a beret.
Yeah. I was actually just telling that story today. Totally random. But I had mafia in the family at one point. I've told this story before. John, you know about the mafia in my family,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, your Aunt Madge ran numbers for the mob.
My Aunt Madge ran numbers for the mob, and I went to a big mob wedding, and it was exactly what you would expect it to be. Big and outrageously expensive, and the groom, 2 years later, was gone. Nobody ever saw him again.
Sleeps with the fishes?
I wonder where he went. I wonder. We've never seen him again.
Waste management.
This is the life we have chosen, John. This is the life we have chosen. My favorite line from the Godfather movies. So, anyway, we'll call my mom a little bit later and find out if there is truth to that story. I choose to believe it, but she will set us straight.
Yeah.
So,
I'm guessing
John,
it's
tonight,
a lie.
Tonight I'm having a jazz viewing party.
Okay, who's coming over?
All of my Laker friends who hate the Clippers.
But wait a minute, that's everyone you know.
Correct. It is a really big party.
Okay.
I am standing with the Jazz as I have been. And by the way, tonight, tell me if this makes sense to you. Maybe it's must win for the Clippers tonight. Here's
no.
why. Before you jump on me, here's why.
Okay.
No team has ever come back from 0-2 twice in one round of the playoffs. Nobody has ever come back from 0-2 twice.
And
Must win.
What you're suggesting is since the Clippers did it in the first round, they couldn't do it in the second round.
Correct.
Because that's true in basketball maybe, but the LA Kings came back from 0-3 twice to win the Stanley Cup one year.
It can be done, yeah. I mean, it can be done. The Red Sox we saw do it. We've seen teams come back from 0-3.
I think the opposite. I think it's more of an important win for the Jazz than it is for the Clippers. I think if the Jazz go up two games to none, they just held serve. And then they come back to LA and try and steal one. But if the Clippers get tonight and take home court advantage, I think the Clippers win the series.
Here's the whole thing, right? So yesterday and over the weekend, I said, I'm not going to watch any more NBA playoffs. I'm just done with the NBA playoffs. I'm finished. I'm through. Because the Lakers are out of it. Well, I'm not completely out and through, and I
yeah, there's
will
not a lot
see...
of good stuff on. You kind of got to watch the playoffs just because it's the only good thing that's on.
Yeah, I mean, I will watch the Jazz game tonight. I call it the Jazz game, not the Clippers game. I will watch the Jazz game tonight because I stand with the Jazz. Dodgers have been playing well last night. You know, at this point, I think at the beginning of the year, I said Kenley would finish with 35 saves. That was my prediction.
Right.
Are you now ready to come around to my side of this story that, in fact, Kenley Jansen is a new guy and 35 saves completely reasonable?
No, I think 25 is more like it. I think that they're going to start spreading these saves around. Like, for example, they're in a rain delay right now. Kenley's not going to pitch today, is he?
No, it's un... Well, I mean, he could. I mean, he got the save last night. He has got 14 saves so far, 14 and 16 chances. He's got, John...
And how many games have they played?
That's a pop quiz question.
No, but it's like roughly 50
or so, yeah, 55.
So if he's got 14 saves in the first 50 games, that's about 20%. Yeah, yeah, you're going to come up a little short.
Carry the one times six.
Yeah,
all
you're
going to
come up a little
Betty White's
short.
Age. Yeah, 14 of 16. He's got a .175 ERA, a 101 whip, a 30-19 strikeout to walk mark, and he's thrown 25 and two-thirds innings. 30 strikeouts, 25 and two-thirds innings. Kenley, last night, I don't know if you happened to watch this last night, but as he was nailing down the save, he hit 97 on the gun. Kenley hit 97. He's like a new guy this year.
Right, but there were some hard-hit balls against him last night. They drove a couple of balls to the outfield. I think Kenley is back to closer to what he used to be, but I don't think he's getting 35 saves.
Yeah, I think
the story last night was Tony Gonsolin couldn't make it out of the second inning.
Well, I mean, Tony, that's his first start. He only in his last rehab start, he only threw three innings, so it turned into a bullpen game. They'll get Tony Gonsolin stretched out. They'll get him stretched out. Last night he was terrible, walked four guys.
Yeah, Mookie Betts had a good game today until the rain delay. He had a home run, had a great catch.
Yeah, no, Mookie needs to come around for this team because offensively, I mean, even against the lowly Pirates, they struggled last night scoring runs. So they've got to have more timely hitting, and they've got to improve their hitting with runners in scoring position, and they've got to string together some hits. String together some hits, put them together, score some runs, rack them up. You know, the Dodgers have a great run differential. They've scored a whole bunch more than their opponents, but it seems like all the Dodgers' runs come in just a few innings. You know, they scored 11 the other night. They've had an 8-run inning last week.
But that's normally the top of the order that does that, and it's, you know, it's not uncommon that teams will do that. I mean, I think the Dodgers are going to win the division, and they're going to be fine. But the Padres are good. The team I can't figure out is the Giants. I don't know if the Giants are going to be around all season or if they're just a hot team rather than a good team.
I personally believe the Giants will fade. I don't believe they can hang ultimately with the Dodgers and the Padres. The Giants are getting some really good pitching early. And by the way, credit Farhan Zaidi, who is Andrew Friedman's former lieutenant. He's done a great job of putting together a very competitive roster, and they're trying to do what the Dodgers did. They're trying to rebuild while they remain competitive. They've got a couple of players off to good starts. Brandon Crawford's been really good. Buster Posey has been really good for them. No surprise there. And then their pitching has been really solid. So Kevin Gausman and Anthony DeSclafani and guys like that. So, no, their pitching has been really good, and that's really what's carrying them. But ultimately, I don't think they hang in that division. It is, though, the fact that the Giants are credibly good makes this easily the toughest division in Major League Baseball. Padres, Dodgers, Giants, that is a really, really tough division. So I wanted to hit you with this. The city of New York is having a reopening concert. They're throwing a big concert in Central Park. And they're putting together a lineup of New York music legends. So like maybe Jay-Z and Alicia Keys and Billy Joel and Paul Simon. So I was thinking, well, we should do the same thing here in L.A. Theirs is going to be August the 21st at Central Park. Where would we have ours, our big reopening concert?
L.A. Live.
L.A. Live?
Sure.
Not the Coliseum, because you want a bigger crowd. You want the biggest crowd you can possibly get.
Well, if you're the biggest crowd you possibly can get, you put them in SoFi. Well, no, you're not. You're right. Coliseum could hold more people than SoFi.
And SoFi is who cares? It's in Inglewood. It's L.A. for all intents and purposes. And then who is a must-have on the roster? Who's a must-have on the bill? L.A. Axe.
Well, you got to get the Chili Peppers.
Chili Peppers, absolutely locked in.
But other than that, you know, anybody you get, I think, would be gravy. I wonder, is the Hollywood Bowl too small of a venue for something like this?
Sorry, my dogs. Hang on a second. Go ahead for a second. Somebody rang the friggin' doorbell. Go ahead for a second while I settle these guys down.
Go ahead.
Guys! Knock it off!
So his idea of settling down is to yell into his microphone to knock it off so the rest of us can't talk.
Oh, great.
Sophie! Sophie! So I also think Guns N' Roses is a must-have on that lineup.
No, it's not. Nobody.
Oh, Guns N' Roses. Are you kidding me? That's one of the great 80s, 90s bands in the history of Los Angeles.
No.
I would say Snoop Dogg, but it's a bit of a sore spot right now, I guess, for Lakers.
Oh, that's right, since Snoop bailed on the Lakers.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. You don't think Guns N' Roses are a quintessential L.A. band?
Me? Are you asking?
Yeah.
Of course. Wait a minute. Guns N' Roses or Red Hot Chili Peppers?
No, Chili Peppers are in. Guns N' Roses, I'm arguing, should be on the bill.
Why do you associate Guns N' Roses with Los Angeles?
Because they're from Los Angeles and they're part of that Sunset Strip scene from the 80s.
I'd have to look that up. I've never associated them with
Really?
With LA.
They came up on the Sunset Strip, man.
I don't know.
They were part of those hair bands.
Yeah, man.
Guns N' Roses is not a hair band.
Well, they came up in the 80s in Los Angeles on the Sunset Strip. The other one that's got to be part of it is Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Kendrick Lamar is a great, great L.A. voice, without question. One of those guys that should be on the bill. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. By the way, John, I'm surprised you haven't mentioned some version of the Eagles.
Well, the problem is that you could do the Eagles, but without Glenn Frey, I mean, they've got his son, Jacob, to fill in for him.
Right.
But without Glenn Frey, are they really the Eagles?
Well, yes, they are.
I mean, to me, the Eagles are Glenn Frey and Don Henley.
Yeah, if you've got Henley, I think you've got a reasonable facsimile.
Yeah, when they did their concerts at the Forum with, is it Jacob or is it Deacon? I can't remember which one of the Fries filled in for Glenn, but it was good. It might have been Deacon. And it was very, very good, but without Glenn, it's not really, it's they sing Eagles songs, but without Glenn, you know, Glenn was the heart of that band along with Henley.
Sure, sure.
Henley has always been the Eagles. Well, Henley, they met playing backup for Linda Ronstadt.
Right, right.
Frey and Henley are the band. They wrote most of the songs, and Henley sings, I would say, 75%, and Frey sings probably 25%. And then every once in a while you'd get Joe Walsh with, like, you know, Life's
Been
Good to Me.
Some crazy song. Yeah. Well, Henley once said, Joe Walsh is the nicest three people I ever met.
Yeah.
he was all over the board. Those guys reunited, though, right?
Yeah. The last tour they did without Glenn.
I think Guns N' Roses, Kendrick Lamar, and Chili Peppers are three acts that need to be on the bill for the Los Angeles reopening concert. By the way, we should really have a reopening concert. They're doing a free concert in Central Park, and they're expecting 400 to 500,000 people.
Yeah, you're right. I'm reading up on Guns N' Roses. All these guys are from L.A.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely L.A. band. L.A. band. 877-710-ESPN. Who else needs to be on that bill? Plus, John, I want to throw this out there, too. A reporter who may have gone too far in covering a story. I've got that coming up for you, too. Mason in Ireland. It is a big Thursday, 7:10 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Name that tune,
what's
Mace.
What's going on?
What Come on, that? You know this.
Oh, yeah, sure. This is Summer of 69. This is Brian Adams.
There you go.
This is Heart of My DJ Days. Heart of My DJ Days. So we were talking about New York is doing a Return to Life concert on August the 21st, and they're putting together a band, or a bill for Central Park. And among the people, Jay-Z and Alicia Keys, those are among the Billy Joel. Those are the kinds of acts they're going to have because they're L.A. acts. They're a New York act. So if we were to do the same thing and put together an L.A. lineup, we suggested Chili Peppers, Guns N' Roses, and you've come around on Guns N' Roses, right?
Yeah. Well, if they're still together, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what they look like now.
And Kendrick Lamar. By the way, they got a concert coming up at, it looks like, Bank of California Stadium.
Well, what about Snoop? And like Ice Cube and those
Snoop-a-loop.
Guys. Snoop-a-loop? I mean, you can't put NWA back together, but you could get some of those dudes, couldn't you?
Now, Snoop, I think we're ultimately going to forgive his jumping off the Lakers bandwagon, are we?
He's tough to dislike. He's very funny. Well, we should get him to come on the show and just kind of explain what he was thinking when he started rooting for the Clippers.
You know, we have been trying, Lindsay, we've been trying to get Snoop on the show for, well, since I started working with you. He is a tough get.
He's one of those guys, you know, I spent a lot of years as a sideline reporter. He's one of those guys that if he's at the game, he'll always agree to come on with you. And he's really funny when he does.
Oh, he's so fun. I love those Corona ads. Let's go to Jason in Downey. Jason, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
So you guys have a great list. I mean, it's kind of very eclectic. And Kendrick Lamar is Los Angeles hip-hop. But you guys said it best. We got to start. When we're going to go hip-hop, we got to start from the top. And that's Dr. Dre. And with Dre, it leaks into Snoop, it leaks into Ice Cube, and they've actually, NWA have gotten back together, and out of respect, everyone has given the blessing of Snoop to do Eazy-E's part. They even had O'Shea come out and do some parts, and then you bring out Kendrick and The Game and everyone under Kendrick's PDE title
real. But will Cube sing with NWA?
Or yeah, he will.
Okay. All right.
Especially after the movie. They all got back together and they all buried the hatchet. That's how the movie was actually able to get made. And so even when they bring out O'Shea, everyone's cool with it because you know it's all Los Angeles dynasty. So I really like that. I like that that list you guys got going. And I'm hoping we get that whole LA hip hop for SoFi if they can't do it for this one. Have a great day, boys.
All right, thanks, man. Thanks, Jason. Let's go to Justin in LA. Justin, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man?
What's happening?
Hey, Justin.
Great pick so far.
Who would you add?
Well, there's two rock bands from L.A. I think that you've missed. One is Rage Against the Machine.
Oh, yeah,
the other
right.
is System of a Down.
Yeah. Oh, System of a Down. Yeah, that's a good call.
Both those bands have repped L.A. over the years and are still incredible live.
Yeah, they are. Rage Against the Machine should absolutely be on that list. Yeah, thanks.
Is it Sedano or Michael? Somebody at our station is a huge Rage Against the Machine fan. It might be Sedano. I have to check with him.
Let's go to Alan in Camarillo. Alan, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man? Hey, Alan.
I got Tom Petty Hologram.
No, we're not doing Holograms. Come on, just man.
Just like they did with Tupac.
Yeah, no, we're not doing a hologram.
How do you feel about the hologram acts,
They're
Alan?
Disrespectful,
well,
Alan.
No, let's see what Alan thinks. Alan, what do you think? Are you okay with the hologram thing, or do you think it's just too weird?
I would go down to the desert. I'd see it, Tom Petty. Have him play at the Trooper Door. For sure, I'm down.
All right.
Take my girl with me. We'll go.
All right. So, Mace, way a long, long time ago, did you ever go to that Natalie Cole tour where she brought her dad out in a hologram?
I did not.
I went twice. It was super weird.
Why'd you go the second time?
A girl made me go.
A girl I work with made me go. And you took the girl to see the super weird
show. No, I took a girl I wanted to take to the first one, and it was good. And then another girl got tickets, and she said, will you go with me? I said, I've already seen it. She goes, I don't have anybody else to go with. Just go with me. And I went with her, and it freaked me out both times. I saw it once in Seattle and once in L.A.
Yeah, the hologram thing does not work. And we're quickly reaching a world where, you know, there could be – somebody could actually come out and make a John Wayne movie right now.
Now, apparently, one of the themes – I don't want to say too much because I don't know what I'm allowed to say and what I'm not.
Yeah.
But one of the themes of the new Space Jam movie
– yes.
Is that LeBron has to take on a team constructed of artificial intelligence.
Oh, wow.
So not like straight holograms as we know them, but digitally created players are going to be part of the new Space Jam.
So like those will be cartoons or those will be
not cartoons as much as
they're AI.
They're artificial intelligence. They're going to be like and by the way, I think AD is one of these people. But I don't know how much they want to let out of the bag. But it's in the trailer. You can see it in the trailers.
Yeah, the trailer, I think LeBron tweeted out the full trailer yesterday. Is that right, Lynn? Tweeted out a new trailer yesterday.
Yeah, yesterday. Yeah.
And the way it has explained to me is Don Cheadle is kind of a mastermind of artificial intelligence.
Yep.
And he creates a team that he doesn't think LeBron can beat. And then that's the competition. LeBron plays for, I think back in the day it was called something else, but LeBron's going to play for a team called Toon Squad. And he's going to be with, like, Bugs and Daffy Duck and Elmer Fudd and right. Not Pepe Le Pew.
Now, we were going to talk about the things we're most looking forward to at movie theaters this summer. By the way, I'm going to see In the Heights tonight. I'm not waiting even a day to see it.
Could I watch it right now on HBO? Is it up?
You might be able to watch it after 6 o'clock. O'clock is when it opens in movie theaters. I don't know exactly when HBO Max is
going
to make it
what
available.
What are you doing? Are you going to
a theater?
Movie theater?
Or going to a movie theater, yes.
I thought you said you're having a party at your house.
You know, I'll be anxious to hear how many other people go, because the buzz on this movie is through the roof.
Yes.
If you look up, if you go on Rotten Tomatoes, the approval rating for In the Heights, which debuts today, and it's a musical about Puerto Ricans living in New York and finding their way.
Washington Heights.
Yeah, and Anthony Ramos, the lead in it, is supposedly going to become a huge star. Jimmy Smits is in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And
Lin-Manuel Miranda, he wrote it, obviously. It was his play, but he's in it in a smaller role. He's now too old to play the Anthony Ramos part. That's the one that Lin-Manuel Miranda played. But he plays the ice cream guy who goes around singing, Piragua, Piragua.
Yeah, so apparently if you're into musicals, it is through the roof good.
You're into musicals.
I may watch it tonight. If HBO drops it tonight.
What's your favorite musical? Is it still Sound of Music?
Well, I can sing every part of Sound of Music. But
which is just weird.
No, I think my favorite Broadway show, like, of all time is probably Book of Mormon.
Yeah, see, I've never seen Book of Mormon.
Lindsay, have you?
Absolutely not.
All right. I very rarely, if ever, said this on the show. It changed my opinion of what funny is.
Really?
It won 11 Tonys, and it was written, you know who wrote it, Mace, don't you?
Yeah, it's Matt Stone and Trey Parker.
The guys who created South Park.
Yeah.
And basically, 5 minutes into this, the humor in this is so over the top. And so I was sitting next to like a woman in her 70s, like dressed to go to the theater.
Right.
And after they use the F word as a noun, verb, adjective, subject, I turn, I go, are you okay? And she said, I think it's the funniest thing I've ever watched. And I'll just tell you what the gist is. Okay, so when you become Mormon,
yes,
when you join the Church of Latter-day Saints, you have to go on a mission.
Yes.
So anybody you know that's Mormon, when they, like, even the basketball players, guys like Mark Madsen, he had to go to Spain or our buddy Michael Smith, the basketball announcer, had to go on a Mormon mission. And so these two guys are very excited to find out where they're going, and they think they may go to Holland or Austria. And instead, they get sent to the jungles of Africa where there are no Mormons. Mm. And that's the play. They have to teach it to a bunch of brothers in the jungle who have no interest in
learning. And it's a musical.
And it's a musical. Every song is a comedy song. And I cannot stress enough how much you should see this if and when theaters open up again.
Well, no, the theaters are going to open up.
Broadway's opening in September.
Yeah, September the 15th is the grand opening, grand reopening of Broadway. So
Spamalot, the Monty Python show, is also very funny.
Yeah, In the Heights is a top three for me. That is a top three, without question. That, Hamilton, and he's written two of my favorites of all time. You'll love In the Heights. You will love In the Heights. All right, so I mentioned this reporter who may have gone too far.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
So she's from Radio 4 in Denmark, and she did a story about swingers clubs reopening after the pandemic.
Okay.
There's one outside of Copenhagen. And Louise Fisher, the reporter, went to this club. It's called Swingland. She got fully immersed in this. She did this again. This is for radio. She did interviews. She talked to the people who run the swingers club, and then she
did a deep dive.
Then she actually had sex with a guest.
Okay.
So audio of the interview was posted to Twitter, and it's gone viral. And at one point in the interview, gosh darn it.
Your dogs are at it again.
For Denmark's Radio 4, Fisher asks a man what he sees, and he replies, a gorgeous woman who's not tried being in a swingers club before. The pair also heard moaning as they have sex during the chat. John, do you understand the concept of a swingers club?
Oh, yeah. You
say
don't?
Like you've done it.
No, I haven't done it, but I fully understand it. And
would Lisa be game for it?
No, but We'd be curious. We'd be like, aren't you a little curious as to what's in those things?
Yeah, I mean, it's not for me, but I know a couple that does. They don't go to a club. I don't know of any swingers clubs, but they swing.
Let me tell you something. I would say that everybody who works on this show,
yep,
knows somebody who swings. You just don't know it.
Right. Well, this couple.
Odds are that we work with somebody who swings. We just don't know who it is.
This couple gets together with another couple.
You think it's that prevalent?
I do.
You really do?
I do.
I don't.
I don't think it's that prevalent.
Okay.
No, if there are any swingers out there, 877-710-ESPN. The swingers line is open, 877-710-ESPN. I'm too proprietary. I would not. I could not deal with swinging.
Well, look, I just got a text from Morales.
Oh, Morales swings?
Oh, would you be surprised?
No, not at all.
There you go.
You can't swing if you're not with anybody regular.
Well, he could be.
No, he could not be.
How do we know? How do you know? Have you asked him lately if he's dating anybody?
Morales, are you dating anybody? I think the answer to that is no.
Okay, so I used to work with a girl at KCAL.
Yep.
Who has since left the TV news business, and she has started a sex podcast.
Okay.
And she covers all of these things.
And does she?
Oh, yeah. Her name is Lena Nguyen.
Oh, I know Lena Nguyen, right? I used to see her on TV all the time.
She has a podcast called Consenting Adults. I listen to it all the time. She's probably 2 years into it, and she answers all these questions. She brings these people in, interviews them, talks to them. She says, I'm kind of a straight arrow. Explain it to me. And so if you ever want to learn about this stuff, go listen to her podcast. It explains all of it.
If you were a swinger, I would love to hear how you sold your wife, your girlfriend, your boyfriend, your husband on that. 877-710-ESPN.
Mace, oftentimes, it's the woman selling the man.
No way.
Swear to God.
Wow, you must know a lot of swingers. I know one couple.
Yeah.
You seem to know everybody.
Listen to Lena's podcast. You will learn a lot.
All right, 877-710-ESPN. Also, we're going to spin the wheel of questions. I never know what question is going to come up when I spin the wheel. Never have any idea what the question might be.
What could it be?
Yes, we'll spin the wheel coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
ESPN. All right, so we're talking about this reporter doing a story on a club in Denmark. The club is called Swingland. John says all of his friends are swingers.
I think that you have friends who are swingers, you just don't know it.
Yeah, I've got a...
I'll tell you this, Mace. Someone who was at your last Christmas party was a swinger.
Get out of here.
Yeah. Hey, Manuel in Chatsworth is online. He's an Uber driver.
Yeah.
Manuel, you hear all this stuff out driving around, don't you?
Yeah, man, I was in the Valley one time, late at night. This lady's coming into the car she's like kissing goodbye like a younger guy, but she's holding like what it looked like her husband's hand, right? Ooh. Once they get in the car, it's her and her husband, and yeah, they basically just told me, yeah, they were swingers and they do this a lot and they've never been happier.
Now, are you married, single?
I'm with somebody.
Okay, you're with somebody. Now, would the somebody also go along with swinging if you wanted to do it?
Absolutely not.
Takes a special kind of person, I think, to roll with that.
Very special person. Very special person.
All right. Hey, listen. You know, I always thought it would be fun to drive Uber for a night. Is it fun driving Uber?
No, you would hate it, man. You would hate it, honestly.
What would you hate about it?
I've had so many horror stories. Like, you would hate it. Like, I've had friends. Like, I show them how much money I make, and then they're like, oh, I want to try it. And then they do it for, like, a day, and then they quit.
What's the main reason they would quit?
I guess the people. Like, you got to be able to tolerate people.
Yeah, I don't like that many people.
Are you somebody who talks to the passenger?
No, not at all. I pick up vibes. So you get in the car, I tell you where you're going, how long it's going to take. If you engage in conversation, that means you want to talk. If you don't engage in conversation, then I just stay quiet, put on some radio, some Mason and Lyron, and then we're good.
There you go.
Manuel, did the pandemic like almost put you out of business, or did you survive it? Was business as usual during the pandemic?
Well, it kind of took a burden when, like, the outdoor dining went away. Because the outdoor dining, like, nobody works. Nobody goes to work. Nobody goes out to eat. Nobody drinks. So it's like a domino effect. So I think during, like, what was it, like January? That was hard.
Yep.
But
now you're back. Yeah, we're losing him a little bit.
Good, man. All right, man. Well, thanks very much for the phone call. So he's picked up swingers. I mean, not picked them up, but picked them up. Yeah, I don't know if I can sell that. Like you always say, you can't find a woman who's okay with having an open relationship.
Correct. I know none.
Yeah, see, I know
one
of
those.
You know me. Well, swinging is an open relationship, isn't it?
No, because you're participating with each other. An open relationship simply means that you're in a relationship with somebody, but you're not fully committed because you and both people are allowed to date other people.
So, Lindsay, that's your philosophy?
Yeah.
If we were married, you'd be okay.
No,
with...
I don't. I wouldn't get married.
Okay. Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, okay.
A person who's married,
yep.
saying that they have an arrangement with their wife that they can go sleep with other women. I think the arrangement is they do it and their wife doesn't know about it.
Yeah. I know a couple like that. Again, I think it's one of those special couples that has got the ability to do this, but it would not work for me. It would never work for me. All right, you want to spin the wheel of questions?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, let's hit it there, Corey. I have no idea what's going to
I feel like that topic was a good wheel of questions topic.
Okay, for $1 million, would you be willing to never again see or talk to your best friend? For $1 million, would you be willing to never see or talk to your best friend again?
I've done it for free.
You just gave up your best friend?
Straight up, man. You just grow apart sometimes, and that's it. All right? And that's it, like Manolo says.
Well, okay, so this makes it complicated. Mace isn't technically
yes
Juan your best friend.
Yes, he is.
So and Lisa's mine. So it would be for $1 million. Would I be willing to...
Not including your spouse. How about that?
Not including your spouse.
Oh, not okay. Including my spouse in a heartbeat.
So it would be, for me, it would be to never talk to or see John Ireland again.
Oh, God, Mace, you and I would split the money the day they offered it to us. Are you kidding?
Each go our separate ways.
Oh, my gosh, we'd be doing interviews, like, talking about how dumb they were to offer it to us.
Linz, what about you? $1 million, would you give up your best friend?
My best friend in the whole world who I've had my whole life. No, I wouldn't. But like Jorge said, I've had a couple best friends since I moved out here that we don't talk anymore.
Yeah.
And those people. Yeah, totally. But I grew up next door to my best friend. So, and she's like, my mom still lives there. Her mom still lives there. We're still best friends. Her. No, I wouldn't do it.
$1 million.
Nope. I would seriously probably be dead without her. So I wouldn't.
Really?
Do it.
Wow. Yeah. Jorge, what about your real best friend? Not the one you wanted to get rid of. Your real best friend.
His best friend now is Brenda.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, see, that's the problem is our spouses become our best friends.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have, like, best friends outside of
once
one.
You get into a once you get into a relationship like all of us have, it's hard to maintain a best friend outside of it. Your best friend becomes your spouse.
When you... have but what an do you, issue.
Who do you talk to then when you have issues with your spouse? Like, there's got to be, like, I believe a lot in, like, that whole separation of, you know, obviously, like you guys said, you grow apart from friends, everyone gets married as kids, whatever. But don't you always want to have, like, that one friend you could talk to about literally anything, even if you don't talk for, like, 6 months, you could just pick up the phone and act like no time has passed?
Yeah, his name is Dr. Mangella.
What's he charge an hour?
I talk to him every Tuesday. I tell him everything. I tell Juan everything. And my backup person is probably my mom. I tell everything. Most things. Some things.
You literally tell Juan everything.
I tell Juan everything.
There's nothing at all that you keep from him, even like little minor things.
Nope. There's nothing I keep from him, and I'm assuming there's nothing he keeps from me.
But John, what about you and Lisa?
I'm sure there's some things that we don't tell each other, but most stuff I don't worry about talking about.
Yeah,
I can't think of anything like major that I've kept from her. It's weird though. Once you get married and you start your own family, your family becomes kind of the people you hang out with all the
yes,
time.
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
So that question that you asked from the Wheel of Questions, it's kind of dependent on age. So if you asked me that question in college, that would have been hard. But
yeah, much
now
harder,
it's
yeah.
not.
Let's go to Jonathan on the line. Jonathan, you're on 710 ESPN. What are you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Dodger fan of the Bay. It's really bad.
I was going to say, can you comfortably wear Dodger gear in the Bay, or do they throw tomatoes at you?
I have a Dodger sticker on my car. People say whatever they want to say to me.
Yeah.
Most people just always complain, but I don't care.
Yeah, good, good. So what's your swinging story?
So it's not technically swinging, but it's kind of like in the sense of like selling your wife. I was in Vegas with another buddy and his wife.
Whoa.
Let him talk. Do not interrupt him.
Selling
let him talk.
His wife. Okay.
So, let him talk.
So we're in Vegas, and it's two guys and like six girls. We're about to go in the club, and there's like these Middle Eastern guys who want to get in the club. And I'm like, hey, man, like, I got these girls, and I'm a little drinky. And I said, if you pay me, I'll let you borrow them, and you can take them to the, you know, to the table. So these guys bought a table for us, invited us, and, they paid me, like, $500 just to have women in their company.
So this was not, like, what was that movie with Robert Redford and Demi Moore?
Indecent Proposal.
Indecent Proposal. This wasn't sexual. It was just you're going to sit with them, right?
Right. Yeah. And they just wanted women around, you know, to talk. And, like, you know, the other four women were single. And, yeah, they did engage in, like, you know, they left. But, they just wanted company. They wanted women around. The...
So
yeah,
how much,
funny story.
How much did your wife cost?
$500. Then we dipped out and we went to the craps table.
Yeah.
They stayed with the other women.
Yeah. All right. Hey, thanks for the phone call. $500 to sit with my wife.
Hey, so is I'm changing the subject on you, yeah. But is this game still in a rain delay in Pittsburgh?
Yeah, I've got the game on.
At a certain point, because they've already played five innings, they're in the top of the eighth. The Dodgers lead 6-3, and there's two runners on. At some point, don't you just call it?
Well, at some point, you have to call it. But if you're the home team, well, wait a minute. What happens when you're the home team? Do you decide when to call it, or does
baseball determine when to call it? No, I think the umpires decide when to call it.
Yeah, because last night they had an hour rain delay before the game, so it's rainy back there.
Because I'm looking at the forecast. Yeah, it's supposed to rain all night.
Yeah, I feel good about a 6-3 lead in the eighth inning.
And two runners on with one out.
Yeah, yeah. So I think we got this game in hand.
It's the Dodgers and the Pirates. Give the game to the Dodgers. Let them get to getaway day. Let them get out of there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. All right, coming up next for you, John, I've got a lot of people that I have talked to about the Lakers have one player that they are most upset with.
Okay.
Do you know which one it is?
No.
I will tell you next. Mason Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, yesterday was a rough day technically because my machine, I think, is breaking down. By the way, you know, they're now saying end of July we can come back. End of July.
I got an email from Amanda yesterday saying that you can go back in early July.
I got an email from her today that followed up. All the people that said they're willing to come back said it's more likely the end of July.
Yeah, because I told her I wasn't. I told her I'll come back in September.
Yeah, we'll talk about that. AJ and Compton's on the line. AJ, you're on 710 ESPN. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? I have a story. About a year ago, I was working in the oil field. One of my coworkers showed me a website for swingers. So I looked it up, signed up. I showed my girlfriend. We was together for like 10 years. She was with it, you know. We was having fun. So you go in there. You look for parties to join. So they have a list of parties. You pick, you get on the VIP or anything that you say you want to join. You go to it. And I went to a party in Hollywood. It's a club.
Right.
And you go in there, you mingle with everybody, you have your drinks. No means no. So if you don't want to do anything with that person or that couple, it's a no. And the only people that's single that can go there are females. No single men.
Interesting. Huh.
Wow.
There you go, Mace. Your website away from swinging.
Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. It's safe. It's fun. It works.
Interesting. What's the website? No, don't.
I can't tell you that, Mace. I can't do that.
I can't tell you that. Top secret. All right. Thanks for the call, man.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah. All right. So, John, there's one player whose name has been brought up a lot to me.
Okay.
After the Lakers exited the playoffs.
Okay.
Do you have any idea what name it is?
If you made me guess,
yep,
I would guess Schroeder.
It is Schroeder.
Yeah.
Over and over again from Laker fans, there is that game 5, 0-for-9, right? 0-for-9 in game 5?
Right. And it's going to be a negotiation because he's an unrestricted free agent. He turned down $84 million. And I'm not sure if the market for him is even going to support that after the way the season ended. And so it's going to be up to Rob whether or not he wants to bring him back. And here's the truth, though, if we're dealing in facts.
Yeah.
Schroeder in the regular season was good. He's bordering
he was
on
totally
excellent.
Good. Yeah.
It's just with the playoffs, and you know, he got COVID at the end of the year, or I shouldn't say it that way. He was out.
He was in COVID protocol.
Yeah, so we don't know. They don't tell you whether or not a guy got COVID. But
yes.
He later admitted that he didn't take the vaccine. So we assume that he probably tested positive for it.
Yep.
Had to spend 14 days out. And then when he came back, he was never really the same guy. I wouldn't mind him coming back if we got the Schroeder that played during the regular season, because I thought he was really good. But yeah, I think we'd all be wondering until the playoffs start, can he raise his game in the playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me,
the question you should ask, by the way, is if you don't want to bring him back, because I think that's what you're suggesting, right?
Correct.
There are a lot of people that don't
want
to bring him back.
I don't want Dennis Schroeder back.
Okay,
I don't want him back.
Who plays point guard?
I say we sign Kyle Lowry for a year.
He'd be more expensive than Schroeder.
For you think he's still more expensive? What do you think it takes to get Kyle Lowry? He's
30.
He's 32.
Yeah, probably $30 million.
$30 million. See, I don't think there's no.
I
way
think Schroeder you can get for 20.
Right.
Well, hindsight being 2020, John, do you think it was a mistake that Schroeder turned down that deal?
Oh.
Well.
God, yes.
Yeah, because I don't think the deal's there anymore. I think that.
So you don't think he probably won't get like close to that, will he?
He might. It depends. It depends what the market bears. You know, some other team might offer to him, but it depends how bad you need to point out. Somebody threw out an interesting name.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out if I can say this. I think I can because he's a restricted free agent.
Okay.
What'd you think about Lonzo?
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting.
Now, keep in mind, restricted means if you signed him an offer sheet, they could just match it. But maybe they won't. They have two really good young guards on that team, Kira Lewis and Nickeil Alexander-Walker, that they want to see play. So it may not be in their best interest to throw a ton of money at Lonzo. He may end up on another team next year. So, you know, that's a possibility.
Would you rather have Lonzo than Dennis Schroeder? You know what? I think I would.
We know what he looks like with LeBron.
Yeah, we know what he looks like with LeBron.
Pretty good.
We know he's great in that distributor. We know he's young and has a chance to ascend.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
I don't know how viable it is, being that he's got that restricted tag. It's the same thing that with Talen Horton-Tucker. Talen Horton-Tucker is a restricted free agent for the Lakers, which means if he gets another offer, the Lakers have the right to match it. So New Orleans kind of controls it. But, you know, it's something to think about.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. Here's the problem, though. The problem is basically the AD contract and the LeBron contract put you almost to the salary cap.
Correct. You're only going to have a couple of ways to improve your team unless you do trades.
Right. Or unless you go in and re-sign your own players, which you're allowed to go over the salary cap for. That's why Schroeder, that's the thing that makes him a possibility for next year, is the fact that they can go
he's
over
your
the
own
cap
free
to
agent,
sign him.
Right.
He's your own. Same with THT and same with Alex Caruso. And by the way, the other two guys I want back. I want THT back. He's a restricted. And I want Caruso back. He's a free agent. And Caruso's going to get more money.
All right. Jorge just said in my ear, Dodgers final 6-3. Did they play the last two innings, George?
No, it's on Twitter. The Dodgers Twitter page.
They just called it?
Yeah, final game.
They're good.
Dodgers
yeah,
6,
get them out
they
of
sweep.
There.
Yeah.
So there you go. Dodgers win. And that puts us, a game and a half out of first place. Game and a half out of first place behind the Giants, and the Padres are behind us at 2.5 back. So, yeah, good. And they swept that series, which is what they needed. They needed a good sweep. And schedule-wise, it's very favorable for the Dodgers. They've got a series against the Rangers coming up. They're a last-place team. They've got a series. They've got like four series in a row against losing teams. So they've got a chance to make some hay right now. This is where you've got to take advantage, because you've got Arizona who's bad, you've got Texas who's bad, and you've got a looming series with the Padres coming up June the 21st. So 2 weeks from right now. Don't forget tomorrow night is Pride Night. LGBTQ night at Dodger Stadium. It's still a limited crowd. And then officially full capacity on Tuesday for the game against the Phillies, and it's going to be Justin Turner bobblehead night. And a lot of people are going to have a chance for the first time to try the new and disastrous Dodger dog.
Oh, I heard from another guy who had a Dodger dog over the weekend, says you can't tell the difference.
Oh, John, this is ridiculous.
He's the only one who said
that.
All right, I'm going to read exactly what he sent me. He sent me this unsolicited. And he was at the Dodger game the other day.
He's literally the only person that said that.
Everybody from the station has been there, and we've all decided.
Okay, I'm at the Dodger game, and Mason and Lindsay are way off about the dogs. They taste pretty close to the same, maybe only slightly worse, but still good.
Okay. He used the word worse, right?
Yeah, but he said that you're way off. The two of you are way off about the hot dogs. They taste pretty close to the same, maybe only slightly worse.
The hundreds of people that have commented on Twitter and Instagram and whatever who have tried them themselves, who agree with all of us, I'm going to side with them instead of one person.
Yeah.
And, John, I want you to go to a game and try a Dodger dog.
I shall. Yeah, I'm going to tell you, for me, I won't even be able to taste the difference. I think hot dogs are hot dogs.
Oh, God.
Yeah, same here.
You do not have a sophisticated palate
at all. So then neither does Jorge, you're saying.
Yeah, neither do I.
Jorge, you don't see a difference?
No, Brenda buys, Farmer John or Ballpark Wieners. They taste the same. It's the same thing.
Yeah, they're all hot dogs on hot dog,
man. Yeah, hot dogs on hot dog.
No, we're not reinventing the wheel here.
Why are you all disappointed, Mace? Like, seriously.
I am disappointed.
Why?
Because Dodger dogs were perfect. That was a perfect representation. The Dodger dog. Farmer John. The Dodger dog was an institution, a legend in Los Angeles. And to just all of a sudden pull the rug out from under us and start serving us this other dog is a joke. They just did all this work in the stadium. They get that brand new center field. When you go, John, you got to walk through that whole center field.
How
thing,
do you know
really
it cool. was them that pulled the rug? How do you know Farmer John didn't ask for too much money?
Well, why would Farmer John say, we're not going to sell you hot dogs anymore?
Because it's a negotiation.
So you think they were charging too much and they went with a cheaper dog?
Because
that would make sense. In other words, they got cheap on hot dogs, so they went with a cheaper one, and that's why we don't like it as much.
I would assume Farmer John probably pays the Dodgers to be the official hot dog of the Dodgers, right? Maybe Farmer John, because of the pandemic, stopped wanting to pay him.
No, wait. The Dodgers would pay Farmer John's to buy the hot dogs from them to supply.
Yeah,
right?
I think they supply the hot dogs just like they would to a supermarket. But you have to pay, like, if you have a relationship with the Dodgers, you have to pay for that.
So what you're saying is they went with a cheaper dog.
I don't know if it's cheaper. They just went with a different one.
And as your friend said, it's worse.
Slightly worse.
Come on.
Jorge, have you been to a game yet?
Not yet. I'm going in August.
Okay. In August? Hell, it's June.
I know.
Man. Yeah, why don't we all go to a game together?
Why don't we all go to a game together?
Jeez. Yeah, let's go.
Once the place reopens next week. Why don't we just all go to a game together and we can do this Dodger dog test. Ireland, what about you?
Let's
bring Lisa, bring Jack.
Here's the problem. I'm a ticket snob. I only want to sit in the good seats. Mason, I've got you pretty much over to my side on this, but I'm guessing that if we try and take a big group, we're not going to get good seats. We'll be sitting way like 300 miles up. No thanks.
I'll pay for good seats. It's just me.
I got a ticket broker. He'll put us right down there, right next to the fence.
Right next to Mary
Hart. Behind the dugout. Behind the dugout, right there.
Okay.
Okay, we're doing this thing.
I'm doing this thing.
How about that Cubs series, June the 24th?
No. Cubs is always a tough ticket. Pick a bad
opponent.
Yeah,
you got to do like the Diamondbacks or something.
Or even better, like the Marlins or some lousy team that nobody cares about.
Whatever game, Miami. As long as Julio Diaz is the starter pitcher.
Yeah, you want to see Julio. Yeah, exactly. And Victor Gonzalez.
Colorado. No, you can always get good seats for Colorado.
Yeah, well, we're going to do it, and we're going to do this.
Can't be
test.
Padres, can't be Cubs, can't be Yankees. That's
even fine. John's friends are saying the Dodger dog is worse than it used to be.
No, I will do an on-camera taste test. We'll get Carlo to go with us, and he can film the entire thing.
John Ireland on camera.
Man,
wow,
I'll eat two
we
hot
never
dogs.
Get that.
Yeah, you'll see. I'll eat two
we
hot dogs.
We never get
matter.
That. All right, coming up next for you is Fast Track. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.